I'd like to read John chapter 6 today. We'll start with verse 35 and then continue on to verse 48, John 6, 35. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hungry, and he who believes in me will never thirst." Verse 48, "I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. And if anyone eats of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world." From a historical perspective, when we look at the nation of Israel, it's been several weeks, but we've been talking about the Feast of Tabernacles, which for Israel was their equivalent of what our Thanksgiving or a harvest festival is. And it reminded Israel that for 40 years they lived in tents, in temporary shelters, not in houses, not in the promised land, but on a journey to the promised land. For us as Christians today, we are on a journey to the promised land. Our dwelling place where we live is in the presence of God. Where is God? God is in heaven, but he's in our life. And so where God is the presence of God. While we don't live in tents, but Apostle Paul uses that same phrase. He says, when this tent dies or is put away, we will get a new tent, a new body in the presence of God. In chapter 11 of Hebrews, the writer there that I believe is the Apostle Paul talks about Abraham and says, Abraham, even though he came to the promised land, he lived in a tent awaiting a city that has foundations that God has built. I love Psalm 90 and Psalm 91, the first couple of verses. If you turn there real briefly, Psalm 90, verse 1 and 2. "Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or before you formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God." Psalm 91, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust." And so we find in Scripture that we find a dwelling place. Our home is in the presence of God. The second thing that the Feast of Tabernacles reminded Israel was of the gracious provision for 40 years in the wilderness that God provided for them. And we mentioned the fact that God provided water, life-sustaining water to them. He provided bread, manna, for them on a daily basis. He even on occasion gave them some meat. Remember when Israel began to complain, God sent them the birds, the quail that came, and they ate to their fill. Psalm 78, 27 says that when God sent them meat, the birds, he rained the meat on them. If you can imagine, it's just raining birds down. When God gives abundantly. For reference and context to what we've just read about Jesus talking about being the bread of life. Remember when Jesus got baptized and he spent 40 days in the wilderness. And when he was hungry, Satan came to tempt him. And he says, "You are God. You're the creator. I know that. I acknowledge that. Why don't you tell these stones to become bread and then you can eat the bread?" And of course, Jesus, quoting the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 8:3, he says, "Men will not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the word from the mouth of God." And what was the word of God and what was the promise of God to Israel? The promise was that when they got up in the morning and they walked out of their tent, all around them on the ground there would be manna. But that manna was good for one day. The next day they had to go out there and get it and gather it again. For 40 years they did this. And despite that, Jesus in our text says they ate the bread that God gave them and they still died, physically speaking. But spiritually speaking, Jesus says, if you eat the bread that I give you, you'll never, first of all, you'll never be hungry again. the disciples came to Jesus and said, give us this bread. We want this bread. Remember the woman at the well, she says, Jesus, give me this water so that I never have to come to this well again. But they died in the wilderness. Those that eat the spiritual food, the spiritual bread that is Jesus, the Word of God. The Hebrew says it's alive and it's well. Ephesians 2, remember we went through Ephesians verse by verse. You who were dead in trespasses and sin, He has made alive by the power of His Word. As you read chapter 6, 7, 8, and 9 of John, this occurred. This discussion that Jesus has, it occurred in the last year, in the third year of the ministry of Jesus Christ. And it happened after the Feast of Tabernacles and before the Passover on which Jesus was killed, murdered, and crucified to the cross. And as you begin to read chapter 6, it describes to us when Jesus fed the 5,000 people with bread. And that leads to a discussion between Jesus and the crowd and Jesus and his disciples about this miracle that happened. And during this dialogue, the Jews tell Jesus, this miracle that you'd made, this miracle of feeding 5,000 people, that's just a little baby miracle. And they reference the Old Testament. And although they misinterpreted the Old Testament, they say, Moses fed us for 40 years. Now, who fed Israel for 40 years? Was it Moses or was it God? You see, Israel in their mentality thought that Moses did that. And Jesus' answer says, yes, even if you think Moses fed you, although it was God, but you still died. And then it leads to this dialogue where Jesus says, I have come to give you eternal life. And this is one of the great, what biblical scholars call the I am statements that Jesus said. I am the bread, I am the door, I am the way, the truth, and the life. These are one of the I am statements that Jesus made. And the reason that Jesus said, I am come to give you eternal life is because it's His word. He promises it. He gives it to us, and we can use the expression that says you can go to the bank on it. You can trust in it. You know it's going to be there. It's sure. And this dialogue ends in verse 69 of chapter 6 when a lot of people leave Jesus because they could not comprehend. They thought Jesus was talking about cannibalism. They thought He was talking about eating His body, His physical body. And Jesus says, no, I'm talking in a spiritual sense. And many left them except for the 12. And Jesus turns to the 12 and says, what do you say? And Peter, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, says, you are the Christ of God. You are the Messiah. You're the one that was promised. You're the one whose promise, whose word will give us eternal life. The Feast of Tabernacles occurred in the fall after the harvest. The harvest was dependent on God mercifully giving Israel rain so that their grain and their fruits and their vegetables would grow. If there was no rain, there would be no harvest. And so part of the Feast of Tabernacles included two ceremonies. Now this Feast of Tabernacles, it lasted for 7 days, if you recall, when we discussed it. And although this is not in Scripture, although there's some references to it, they had a daily ritual, a ceremony where the high priest, he would leave the temple and he would go down to a place that in Scripture is called the Pool of Siloam. You remember that was the pool where Jesus healed the blind man. He made some mud and he put it on the blind man's eyes and he says, go and wash your eyes and you will see. You will see the light of God. And so the high priest would go from the high place of the temple down to the bottom of the hill of Jerusalem. And in a golden pitcher, they would gather some water. And they would, in a procession with the Levites singing, they would walk back up to the temple where the altar was. And they would offer to God a sacrifice and pour out the water on the altar. This is in all of the Hebrew commentaries, and to this day, this is part of the tradition of the Feast of Tabernacles. And while they were doing this, they would sing what is called the praise or the Hallel Psalms. It's Psalm 115 through 118. And when they came to verse 25 of that psalm, that is the psalm that says, "Save us now, O God, O Lord, pray, send prosperity." When we translate that Hebrew phrase into English or into Russian, it is what we use on Palm Sunday when we say, "Hosanna." And while they went down to the pool of Siloam, they would, along the way, they would cut down branches of palm trees and willow trees, and they would wave them as they would sing. And when they would come to verse 25, the whole crowd would join in singing praise to God and say, "Save us now." And you recall, that's what happened. That's what occurred when Jesus rode into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. The crowd burst out in cheers, and they wave the palm branches to Jesus. And when we read Revelation chapter 7, we find the redeemed saints in heaven singing praise to God, waving palm branches. This is part of their worship. And so in this final year of his ministry, when the priests are pouring out this pitcher of water on the altar, all of a sudden, we read in John chapter 7, verse 37. John chapter 7, verse 37. "On the last day, that great day of the Feast of Tabernacles, Jesus stood up and he cried out, saying, 'If anyone is thirsty, come to me and drink the water I come to you.'" Jesus interrupts the ceremony where they're thanking God for the physical water, and he says, "I am the spiritual water." Later on, Jesus says, "I am the bread." They had another ceremony where they would light the candelabra, and they would light up the sky, and that would be a celebration of the light that God had been for 40 years leading them through the wilderness. And what does Jesus say? Jesus stands up in the middle of the ceremony and says, "I am the light of the world. He who comes to me, my light will enter into his life, and he will never again walk in darkness." And so, kind of in summary, the I am statements of Jesus, he made them literally during the Feast of Tabernacles, literally when Israel was celebrating in a physical sense the provisions of God. And Jesus appeared and he says, "I am that light that will lead you into the presence of God. I am your dwelling place where you will live and worship with me forever. I am the water that if you drink, you will never thirst again spiritually. I am the bread that gives you physical and spiritual life." And today, as we gather today, we will look at the bread. The bread is not the body of Jesus, but it symbolizes the body of Jesus. And as we reach out and we participate, we remember the body of Jesus crucified on the cross. And through faith, as we appropriate that to our lives, we obtain and appropriate eternal life. And it's not just physical bread that will help us live through this one day, but it's spiritual life, which will last forever. May God bless his word. Amen.